Hello, this is Ed with Nutrition World. One of the most commonly asked questions of me, especially this time of year, is, how do I lose weight? I was recently invited to the television show 3 Plus U to explain the potential that research is pointing to that proper bacteria in our system, in the gut, may assist in weight control. On our website at nutritionw.com, I have a photo of two mice. These mice are identical twins. They're both are white in color. One is normal size, and the sister of that mice is obese. It's probably 2.5 times larger than the one that is normal size. The only biochemical difference between these two mice is the fact that they had implanted the healthy bacteria in one, and they had implanted the unhealthy bacteria in the obese one. We now know through research that perhaps much of our chemistry, including health and metabolism, may be keyed in to the proper or improper amounts of bacteria. I attended a lecture in Orlando where I was honored to hear the noted neurologist Dr. Perlmutter speak on this subject. He actually showed the picture of two mice that I have posted on the website. And Dr. Perlmutter is the author of the noted book, The Grain Brain, that talked of gluten and the damaging effects to the brain of eating the too much of this compound. But he explained eloquently about how this good bacteria, which can be called microbiome, probiotics, acidophilus, many multiple names, but how 90% of our brain chemistry and 60% of our immune system is probably strongly controlled and produced by these good bacteria. Perhaps that's the reason that we are so sick in this country. We spend more money as a nation than any other country of the world, and yet we rank 37th in world health. I can't help believe that part of our problem is the fact that we are not maintaining the right bacteria. While merchandising on television and other media has certainly convinced the American people of the value of at least recognizing good bacteria. But as far as the way that American mentality goes, it pretty much has focused on, let's eat a cup of yogurt every day and we will be really full of the great healthy bacteria. Sorry, but this is an illusion. And here's the reason. It takes three different steps to build the 3 pounds of bacteria that normally resides in our system. The first step is implanting the correct bacteria in the correct amounts. A cup of yogurt is simply so weak and normally filled with things from artificial sweeteners to sugar, and it's barely scratching the surface of building the massive amounts of the bacteria necessary. Secondly, we must eat foods that feed the bacteria. It would be like buying an aquarium and going and getting some goldfish and putting it in and watching the goldfish but not feeding them. What would happen? Well, you know what would happen. Within a few weeks, the goldfish would be dead. So we must feed these good bacteria, not only just implant them. But I'm feeling that probably the most important step in this process is understanding what destroys the good bacteria. You can put all of the good, healthy yogurts and kefirs and probiotics in, but if you're consuming within a few hours something that's poison to them, you are really negating most of the benefits. Now, the feeding of bacteria's come from, as always, eating a healthy diet. But the food itself that is the most nourishing to these microbiome bacteria is fiber. Most Americans eat about 20 grams a day. You cannot be healthy without eating about 40. To be honest with you, 40 grams of fiber is a lot. It takes effort to do this. I really believe that you have to supplement with either a drink or some other form other than just your food in order to reach this 40-gram level. My personal favorite is hemp fiber because many fibers can be addictive. Many fibers can cause gas. But hemp seems to be one that doesn't do that. Now, it doesn't taste good, and it requires effort, but drinking it once a day could add your about 10 grams of fiber, and that is where you start to get to your goal of 40. Now, organically prepared green drinks will feed the probiotics. Many of the unprocessed, healthy, organic vegetables are perfect food. But lastly, the biggest detriment to these bacteria is us poisoning it, almost like an exterminator would come into your house and spray for roaches. Well, we are exterminating our microbiome in this country. Here's the list of what will kill your bacteria. Chlorine in water. I am convinced that one of the key components of staying healthy is proper water filtration. We at Nutrition World have connected with a water professional that will test your water. You can bring it in and get it sampled, and then he will offer some alternatives for your own household units. Or we have everything from carafes to shower filters that will improve the quality of your water. Fluoride in your water will destroy the microbiome or weaken it. Antibiotics that are prescribed, of course, antibiotics in meats. That's why we sell the grass-fed beef that has never had a medication given to the cow. If it is medicated, they sell the cow. Believe it or not, there's antibiotics in non-filtered water because the water systems can't filter out what everyone else was taking that then urinated into the system. Alcohol, excessive gluten, and chemical cleaners, things from detergents. I recently learned that the dishwasher chemical that keeps stains off your glasses and plates is very potent. It stays on your glass and your plates because that's how it works. And unless you washed it off again, which no one does, it's going to kill the good bacteria. And then glyphosate, which is the chemical Roundup that is being used on so many foods that is going to be the nemesis of our health if something doesn't happen. Now, in order to implant the right bacteria, it's an emerging science, and we certainly don't have all the answers. But I am a big proponent, and I have confidence in a company called Probulin. I have met the formulator of this product and the owner, Dr. Jason Mitchell. I am extremely impressed with their science, their knowledge, the new technology to implant the bacteria so that it doesn't get destroyed as it passes through the stomach acids. And they have a product called Trim Synergy that accomplishes both goals, optimal health and potential for maintaining the best metabolism possible in order to achieve your proper weight. The experience that we have and the research shows it does take approximately 8 to 12 weeks to see significant changes because that's how long it takes to establish the new bacteria count in your gut and body. So feel free to come in, ask more questions. On our website, there's a book that we strongly recommend. It's an ebook on probiotics for dummies, and it's at nutritionw.com. Just go on and click on that, written by a gastroenterologist, and very informative and referenced. Till next time, this is Ed. Thank you.